We talked a little bit about this small school flexibility, and Marjorie said in our presentations, you know, going from 45 to 150 to 180, 200 sounds like a lot, but it's nothing like the 17, almost 1,800 kids we have at our comprehensive high school. And it does allow some flexibility to go, as you see over here, to the horticulture lab over at A&M, to go see Body Worlds down, was that Austin or Houston?
Houston.
In Houston. To be able to go to Natural Bridge Caverns or in Galveston here, to be able to do some of those things. The flexibility, the size is really an asset for our school and for ultimately for our kids. So what kind of student might be interested in college view? We're not looking for just one type of student. As I think you can see from our discussion tonight, a lot of kids could. Those who need a small school that's really focused on relationships. And we believe there's probably some kids in our hallways that would like that. You know, a place where students can't hide. You can hide in a big school. And that's one of the things we learned as we went to some of these small schools is it's a place where parents and kids want to be there and want to know that people are talking to them every day about what's going on in their lives. We're looking for, as we said earlier, we're looking for on-level students wanting perhaps who want more dual credit opportunities. We're looking for artistic students and students seeking an EMT certification. So a number of different options. How will we transition from Timber to College View? College View, as you know, is still in the process of being built. It will be finished this spring at some point. And then we will be moving in, and then knocking down the Timber Academy site, and we'll be paving over there for the entrance for Venture and Leap. We plan to start next year with a cohort of 9th and 10th graders. And so that is why Margie and Jeremy and Lori and I have been going to the campuses. We've been to the two middle schools to talk with their faculties and their PTOs, to talk about kind of the vision of what the school is, and ask them to look for kids who might be good folks, good candidates, who might benefit from this type of environment. So we want a cohort of 8th graders moving to 9th grade next year. I've also been to Consol and College Station High School to talk about, you know, we're there in the fall. They don't know their 9th graders real well yet, but be looking at your 9th graders, who might be some kids that would benefit from any of those aspects right there. And then we will continue to have what we consider our traditional Timber students, the ones who are in dropout recovery, the ones who are in self-paced curriculum. Those kids will still be there next year. We'll have as many or more of those kids because we'll have the room next year. And so we'll have kind of the College View move ramping up, and we will have our traditional kids there next year. College View High School would add a grade over the next 2 years, much the same model we did with College.